If you're boating on Vermont lakes and ponds this summer, chances are you'll be approached one day by someone in a yellow t-shirt offering to inspect your boat and trailer. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, these public access boat greeters are the first line of defense against aquatic invasive species.
Why don't we start you out as a peddler?
If you launch a boat from the public access on Lake Elmore, it's hard to miss the signs warning of an infestation of Eurasian water milfoil. And at the height of the season, you'll also see divers hand-pulling the non-native invasive plant from the bottom of the lake. Lake Elmore is one of nearly 100 water bodies where the state has found Eurasian water milfoil. It's the most prevalent of 9 aquatic invasive species that Vermont is tracking. One way these invasives spread is by hitching a ride between water bodies from unsuspecting boaters. And that's where the public access boat greeters come in. Bill Harm is a greeter at the boat access on Lake Eden.
What we do here is we're trying to prevent invasive species going from one lake to the other. So I'm here to inspect the boats and the trailers to make sure that they're not bringing anything to this lake. They're not taking anything from this lake, which is a very clean lake.
Lake Eden is about 20 miles north of Lake Elmore, and there is no Eurasian water milfoil here. In fact, none of the invasive plants and animals found at other Vermont water bodies have been detected in Lake Eden. And while there's no way to prove the Lake Greeter program has prevented infestations, Harm says he thinks they're making a difference in Eden.
I'm sure this program has a lot to do with it.
While some towns and lake associations spend thousands of dollars a year to control invasive species, Eden has long invested in prevention. Between town support and grants from the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Lake Champlain Basin Program, Eden pays for a boat greeter to be on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And Harm is proud to say,
this lake has no invasive species at all, and that's what we're trying to keep it like.
30 miles southwest of Lake Eden, a new boat greeter program is just getting underway in Waterbury. Like Eden, the Friends of the Waterbury Reservoir received a state matching grant to run the program, and the groups launched a GoFundMe campaign to bridge the gap. Still, the Friends of the Reservoir can only afford to have a greeter on duty on Saturdays this summer. Chuck Kliteka supervises the greeter program for the Friends of Waterbury Reservoir. He says they decided to base a greeter at the Blush Hill Boat Access, which is a part of the reservoir not supervised by state park personnel.
This was an access that we really wanted to have a presence because it's utilized both for boats and for some swimmers and fishermen go in there as well. The idea was to be at a place where there hasn't been really much of a presence by the state.
There is no Eurasian water milfoil in Waterbury Reservoir, but it does have another non-native invasive plant called brittle naiad. In addition to invasive plants, Kliteka says greeters are also on the lookout for the spiny water flea and zebra mussels, both of which are established in Lake Champlain.
One of the things we do ask them where they've been before, and so that if they've been in Lake Champlain, where there is zebra mussels, we ask them if they, you know, drained out their motor.
Kliteka says while talking to reservoir users about invasive species, they're also taking the opportunity to educate them about more general environmental stewardship practices.
Just trying to be a very friendly, you know, non-judgmental or non-regulatory kind of face there, but to let people know that we care about the reservoir. We want to make sure other people take care of it as well.
Like Kliteka, many of the people involved in the boat access greeter programs around Vermont are volunteers. But for those like Bill Harm in Eden, who get paid to protect the lakes they love, it's not a bad gig.
It's a pleasant job. I sort of get paid to watch the loons and watch the ducks. You can't beat that, so.
For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.